All right, welcome to the Daily News Update for November 6th, Friday. Now, we have major updates for you today. And we have updated our story on this. The big story yesterday was that Steve Pachinik, an intelligence industry expert slash analyst, you know, former, I think, CIA operative, maybe current, who knows, was on Owen Schroyer's show on Infowars.com, and he claimed that the 2020 election was an elaborate, sophisticated sting operation to catch Democrats in massive ballot fraud, and that the official ballots, he said, were secretly watermarked in order to catch the Democrats in their ballot counterfeiting operations. And he said that thousands of National Guard troops were being dispatched to voting centers all over the country to count the legitimate ballots, and that Biden family members would be arrested starting today. Okay, so that was all on the Owen Schroyer show. Today, now that video went super viral. We, in our article covering it, we summarized what Pachinik said, and we said, we're not sure, we can't authenticate this information. You know, we put this in the rumor category because we don't know if this is true or not. And by the way, I was asking all my contacts yesterday, like, if this is true, why aren't there National Guard troops being spotted at, you know, ballot counting centers all over the country? Because there was no evidence of that. Well, today, David Knight from InfoWars, same network as Owen Schroyer, David Knight comes out on his show, The David Knight Show, and he posted this on his official channel on Brighttown.com. He says that Steve Pachinik is a CIA shill. Those are his exact words. He says Pachinik is using disinformation to trap independent media hosts like Owen Schroyer in disinformation, you know, propaganda campaigns to sow chaos and confusion and so on. I'm paraphrasing that part, but that's basically what David Knight said. Now, David Knight is he's a pretty sharp analyst himself. And although he and I have disagreed on a couple of things in the past, I do respect his intellect and his analytical capabilities. And you got to respect, you know, he had the courage to come out and say what he thinks. And he actually put out this video that we're now linking to in our story that says, no, there's not a sting operation. Vote by mail is not a sting operation. So that whole thing just went bust because I tend to trust David Knight's assessment of this. And I texted Alex Jones, no reply. He's busy. He's on, you know, he was on a plane. He went to Phoenix. He's all in Arizona as part of the fight the fraud operation there. You know, and good for him. I'm glad he's doing that. But he's too busy to respond. I was asking him if he's got any additional information on this. And, you know, InfoWars now has a real issue, you know, almost an inner fight. And this is something that we don't need. None of us need this. We need to fight the real enemy here, which is the Democrat fraudsters, the deep state fraud that has taken place here. But we sure don't need CIA operatives, if indeed this is what happened, coming in and spreading disinformation and giving patriots false hope. And to a lot of people that I've seen, it reminds them of Q, right? It reminds them of the Q movement, you know, trust the plan, we've got it all covered, you don't need to worry, you know, sit back and wait for Trump to totally devastate the Democrats, and there's 100,000 arrest warrants ready to be served, you know, this kind of thing. So right now, there are a lot of really pissed off patriots and even former Q followers and so on who are saying to themselves, what the hell happened? What happened to the plan, right? Well, on the flip side of that, there are a lot of legal analysts and lawyers at work, and there are articles about this up on Zero Hedge and the Gateway Pundit and Revolver.News and other places. And I've been listening to Steve Bannon's War Room and his interviews and so on. I've been listening and reading analysis almost all the time. And a lot of legal analysts say Trump's got this one because the Constitution says that, you know, votes only count on voting day. And all these votes that came in after voting day, you know, in the middle of the night, mysterious 200,000 ballots, all for Biden in Wisconsin, 138,000 ballots, all for Biden in Michigan. Oh, in Pennsylvania, we just found 750,000 new ballots, almost all for Biden. You know, isn't it amazing? They never find ballots that are Trump ballots. Like, whenever they find ballots, oh, look, in the trunk of this car, we overlooked these 50,000 ballots, and they're all Biden, right? What are the statistical odds of that being legitimate? You know, zero, right? But they never find ballots that are people voting for Trump. Oh, look, in this desk drawer, we found 10,000 Trump ballots. Never happens. Never. And then you've got videos of people, you know, a woman in a voting center in Michigan just filling out ballots one after another, just voting, 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 whatever it takes to make sure Biden wins. Well, all of those ballots are unconstitutional because they all came in after Election Day. It's Election Day, not Election Week. So the legal scholars that I'm hearing are saying they are confident that if Trump can get this properly into the courts, that the courts, well, assuming they're not corrupt, and that's a big assumption these days, will have to disqualify those votes that came in after November 3rd. And that means Trump wins Michigan, and he wins Wisconsin, and he wins Pennsylvania and Georgia and North Carolina, and maybe loses Arizona. Who knows? But Trump wins the election. So the question is, can he get this through the courts in time? Because the clock is ticking. And on January 20th, if there is no new president decided, guess who becomes president? Oh, the Speaker of the House. That's right. Nancy Pelosi becomes president. And so all the Democrats have to do is delay, 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 drag this thing out, which they are experts at doing. I mean, look at the fact that Trump has been president for 4 years. Not one member of the deep state has been arrested. You know, not, I mean, under William Barr and Durham and all the investigations, and Jeff Sessions delayed everything for 2 years. No one has been arrested or even charged, except like one lower level FBI guy. But none of the big players have been arrested, the deep state swamp criminals. So Dems are experts at delaying everything. And that means they're going to keep pushing to delay this until January 20th and then just announce that Nancy Pelosi is the president. And in the meantime, the media has already declared Biden is victorious, even though the states required for a Biden victory are under recounts and legal action. So really, the media is just gaslighting America, no surprise there, saying that Biden is the president-elect. That's just a projection, and the media holds no constitutional power whatsoever. So don't be hoodwinked by the media. The media claiming, oh, Biden won. Oh, that's like the media saying the Russians stole the 2016 election. It's all fiction. In fact, Trump won this election, fair and square. More people voted for Trump. And if the election can be locked down to real votes, Trump wins. But they have to eliminate the fraud, and they've got to do it before January 20th. So that's the battle that's underway right now, and it is a major, major battle. Now, Trump is not giving in, so that's the great news. He's a fighter, and his family is a fighter. And they also know probably that if they lose, the deep state swamp will come after them criminally. They'll try to throw Trump in jail for made-up fake crimes, you know, like they did with the impeachment hoax, you know, Adam Schiff and so on. And they'll try to seize all of his assets and just destroy the Trump family. So they are fighting for their very lives, which in a way is good news. It means they're not going to just give in because they're not part of the establishment. They're going to fight this all the way. Trump has other options that I call nuclear options. He can, for example, and this is, I'm going to encourage him to do this. Trump can declare an insurrection. He can declare that the United States of America is under attack by communist Chinese run political operatives such as Joe Biden, who's totally compromised by the communists, as well as big tech that is silencing the voices of Americans, and they have ties to the communists, as well as the fake news media that has been deliberately publishing disinformation in order to interfere with the election, such as announcing Arizona for Biden, even while Trump voters were standing in line. So that's Fox News election interference. Fox News is part of the treason against the United States. Trump could make this declaration. He could then call upon the militia to defend America and call upon the military to arrest the traitors. And those traitors would be the CEOs of big tech, the Biden family members, everybody in the Democrat Party who rigged the fraud, rigged the elections. I'm talking about governors of these, some of these Democrat states that participated in this massive coordinated fraud. And it may come to that. And Trump may need hundreds of thousands, maybe a million Americans to stand up and bring rifles to Washington, D.C., and literally defend Trump and the White House and the American Republic. That's what it may be coming to. And sadly, that is exactly the scenario that the left wants, which is a color revolution where they can paint an illegitimate president in the White House, say that he's trying to carry out a coup with armed insurrectionists, which would they would say that's the militia members who are actually defending America. And then the left can demand and actually initiate a massive kinetic coup, an uprising, a revolution, you know, armed left-wing revolution, just fighting in the streets, and then weaken America. And as America is weak and engaged in a civil war, then the Chinese invade through the Northwest or the Southwest or just through the port in Long Beach, California. Chinese come in, and then they just invade the whole country. So that's the scenario that it's actually shaping up. This is exactly what the globalists wanted. They wanted to thrust America into a civil war. And understand that they planned this from the start. They knew they would shut down the counting right after the election, and then they would print however many ballots they needed to win in all the swing states. This was actually pre-announced. They called it. They said, watch out. Don't believe the red mirage. Trump's going to win on election day, they said, but then Biden will win in the days after. They pre-announced it. This was their plan from day one. They kept printing and printing and printing ballots, all 100% for Joe Biden. And isn't it amazing how, you know, the vote tallies could be completely done in one evening in Texas, which is a big state, and Florida, which is a big state, but somehow Pennsylvania couldn't do it, and Michigan and Wisconsin couldn't do it. Somehow they had to shut down, and then when you woke up the next morning, oh, magically hundreds of thousands. In the case of Pennsylvania, 750,000 new votes just magically appear overnight. Huh. Yeah, that's fraud, especially when you consider that the Senate candidates for Democrats, you know, the down ballot voting didn't get the same enthusiasm that seems to be from these fake rigged votes for Biden. So it's all a statistical impossibility for it to be true. It's all rigged. But this is where we are right now. So stay tuned. We've got a lot of stories up on naturalnews.com. There's a lot of information flying around. And sometimes it's hard to know what's true and what isn't true. You know, we're trying to vet that just as you are. And it's like even watching InfoWars, you know, depending on which host you're watching, it's a completely contradictory information. I hope they sort that out pretty quickly, because we all need to be pulling in the same direction, which is in the pro-Trump direction. We've got to defend America. We've got to stop this coup. This is a communist Chinese coup takeover of America. This is war. Trump needs to declare it a war, and we need to fight it like a war. Otherwise, we lose this country. So thank you for staying tuned. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.social. Join us at the social network there to follow posts throughout the day and the evening. Thank you so much, and God bless America.